To the book of Luke, Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, and we're going to read verses 31 to 34. But before we do, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time that we could enjoy remembering your son this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for him. Thank you for your goodness to us through him. Lord, as we open your word now, we ask that you be with us. We ask that you let your spirit work through your word. For your purpose, to your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34, and it says this: And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. This is both terrifying and encouraging. The Lord Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, one of his disciples, a disciple that we view as a prominent disciple. And the Lord tells him, Satan has asked for you. That's terrifying. But notice some things. Satan has asked for him that he may sift him as wheat. In other words, the adversary could not just say, you know what, I'm going to go sift Simon Peter as wheat. He couldn't touch Simon Peter without first asking God, getting God's permission. We don't have time to turn to it, but we see the same thing in the book of Job. Right? The adversary could not just say, I'm going to go to Job and take away all his possessions so that he will curse God. He couldn't do it. He had to get God's permission first. And when God gave him the permission, he had to stay within the restrictions that God gave him. And that's the same here. The adversary could not touch Simon Peter's soul. He could only do what God gave him permission for, and he asked that he could sift Simon Peter as wheat. Sifting wheat is interesting because it starts with the husk, right, the shell, the chaff, and that gets blown away by the wind, and then you're left with the grain. Which gets milled to whatever extent that it's going to be used for, right? Even down to flour. And then it gets sifted, gets put into the sieve and shaken. And all of the contaminants, all of the unusable parts, all of the unwanted parts are all sifted out and thrown away. That is how the adversary viewed Simon Peter. He viewed him as the chaff, and he wanted him to be blown away. He viewed him as the contaminants, the unusable parts, the unwanted parts, and he wanted him to be thrown away. But notice what the Lord says in verse 32. He says, but I have prayed for you. That's amazing.
Amen.
We pray for each other, and we see answers to prayer. We just heard this. We have been praying for Amir and his family. And this week, he heard from them. That's a miracle. We see miracles when we pray, and that's when we pray for each other. Imagine this, the Lord Jesus prays for him. And notice what the Lord Jesus prays. The Lord Jesus did not pray that Simon Peter would not have to go through this. Instead, he prays that his faith should not fail. And then he says an amazing thing. He says, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. He doesn't say if you return to me. He says, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. And then we have Simon Peter, and he says, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Right? Simon Peter, prominent disciple, he says, no way, Lord. No, that's not going to happen to me. Not only is that not going to happen to me, I'm greater than that. I'll even die with you. And the Lord says, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. And we know the story. The Lord Jesus gets arrested. Well, actually, he had to make them arrest him, but he gets arrested, taken. Simon Peter follows at a distance to see, and while he's warming himself by the fire, at three separate times, he denies the Lord. And the third time he denied the Lord with cursing and swearing. And then the rooster crowed. And at that moment, Simon Peter remembered what the Lord told him. And he sees the Lord Jesus looking right at him. And he ran away weeping. There's an interesting thing about sifting. We said it. The chaff is blown away by the wind. The grain is milled to whatever its use will be. And then it's sifted, and the contaminants, the unusable parts, the unwanted parts are taken out. That's, again, how the adversary views Simon Peter. That's the adversary's desire. But the actual end result of sifting is the chaff is blown away, and you're left with the grain, the desired part. And then it goes through the sieve, and all of that is removed, and the actual end result is clean, aerated flour that is ready to be used by the maker. You can still use the flour without sifting it, and you'll get a loaf of bread that's all full of clumps, and you bite into it and bite into a stone or whatever still in there. You can still use it. But if it's sifted, it's clean and ready to be used by the baker. And the Lord says to Peter, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Let's go to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, and we'll read verses 15 to 17. In John chapter 21, the Lord Jesus had already gone to the cross. He had shed his blood. He died in our place. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. And in John chapter 21, Simon Peter said to the other disciples, he says, I'm going to go fishing. And they said, oh, we'll go with you. He was a fisherman. They fished all night and did not catch anything. And then in the morning, there's the Lord Jesus standing on the shore. They don't know it's the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is standing there with a fire, fish and bread. And the Lord Jesus says to them, do you have any food? And they go, no, we fished all night. We haven't caught anything. And the Lord Jesus says, cast your net on the right side of the boat. And so they do it. And then they catch 153 large fish after catching nothing all night. A miracle. And one of the disciples turns to Simon Peter and says, it's the Lord. What does Simon Peter do? He gets his clothes and he goes straight to the Lord Jesus. He doesn't even wait for the boat. He jumps right into the water and goes straight to the Lord Jesus. This is Simon Peter, who said, no way, Lord. That's not going to happen to me. I'm even greater than that. I'll even die with you. And now here he is. All he cares about is the Lord. He doesn't care about his status. He doesn't care about his comfort. He jumps right into the water. He doesn't care about what anyone thinks of him. All he cares about is the Lord. He goes straight to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus receives him. The rest of the disciples come with the boat and the fish. The Lord feeds them. And here we are at verse 15. It says, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. The Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter three times, do you love me? Peter was grieved on that third time because Peter felt guilty. He knew what he did. He knew he talked big. He knew he denied the Lord with cursing. That was his own guilt. The Lord Jesus was not saying, Simon, are you sure you love me because you remember you denied me? No, that's not the character of the Lord Jesus. This was from his own guilt. The Lord Jesus happily received Simon Peter and fed him. And here, the Lord Jesus is reminding him of what he said. He says, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Simon Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Strengthen your brethren. Do you love me? Tend my sheep. Strengthen your brethren. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Strengthen your brethren. The process of sifting is not an enjoyable process. It's not a pleasant thing to go through. While the adversary's desire is that he may view us as the chaff and the unwanted parts, unusable parts, and he wants us to be gone, the actual end result is that we are all the more cleaner, it's not the best wording, but, and all the more ready to be used by the Lord. And when we return, and by the way, Simon Peter didn't take a long time to return. He was right there at the gravesite on the third day. Amen. We can return at every moment, any moment. And the Lord Jesus will never guilt us. He will never remind us. Oh, right? He willingly, happily accepts us and feeds us on his word and reminds us of all that he has for us. Just want to close with one verse, Amos chapter 9. Yeah, before Obadiah. Amos chapter 9, in verse 9. For surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations as grain is sifted in a sieve. And look at the last part. Yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground.
Amen.
We go through times of sifting. If you're like me, you go through times of sifting. And it's no fun at all. But the Lord has us in his hands. He will not lose us.
Amen.
Because his purpose is that we end up more usable for him. And when we return, strengthen the brethren. The moment we get saved, we receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us a spiritual gift, at least one. The whole purpose of the spiritual gifts is to edify the body of Christ. That's Ephesians. To build each other up, strengthen the brethren. I don't know how to stop. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. I praise you that you would save us, that you would save me. I praise you that our salvation is not dependent on us. You saved us and you keep us. I praise you that you are in control of everything, that we can't be touched without your will, without your purpose, because you know the truth of it. Thank you that you are just so generous and willing and good to us. I pray, Lord, for each one of us, myself included, for anyone who may be going through a time of sifting, I pray as you prayed that their faith will not fail.
Amen.
We praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.